Hey, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Show. During today's episode, we're going to be talking about all things related to Dan Kennedy and the No BS Marketing Newsletter. I'm going to talk about the history of GKIC / Dan Kennedy's company. I'm going to talk about the things that they did to grow their company. I'm going to talk about what we did when we acquired the company, why we acquired it, and all the things we're doing now to grow the company. I'm going to show you guys behind the scenes of the new launch we're doing to get people to ascend up to a higher level of membership and a whole bunch of other really fun things. Before you get into this episode, I want to make sure you set an intention going into this, understanding that I'm going to be sharing behind the scenes of this huge business model, and you don't need to take on everything. Like, I want you listening specifically for the one or two nuggets you can actually apply to your business. Don't just listen to this for entertainment, although I will try to be entertaining for you guys. Make sure you're listening with intention of like, oh, there's something I can apply to my business right now. Hopefully that'll help you guys as you're going through this. Also, as always, make sure you rate and review these podcasts. Number one is how we get the message out. And number two, it gives me motivation to keep doing these because I have a lot of things I can do in my life. And if you guys are not getting value from the podcast, I can focus on other efforts or I can go back to bed. So if you're enjoying these, please rate and review, share these with other people. It means the world to me. Also, if you have specific questions for this episode or any episode, go to marketingsecrets.com. There's a blog there you can submit questions, and those audio questions do come directly to me. I listen to them, and if your question is really cool, I will answer it here live on the show, which will be really cool. And then on top of that, at marketingsecrets.com, you'll have a chance to go see the video version of this episode if you're listening in right now, as well as the transcripts, show notes, other links, and cool things as well, which is really, really cool. This episode is actually brought to you by a very special sponsor, and this one, maybe this is a shameless plug. I don't even know. But today, this is actually being sponsored by the No BS Newsletter. Because when we're talking about it, I'm sure you guys behind the scenes. But honestly, if you are not subscribed to the No BS Newsletter, the only logical reason I can think of is you must hate money. So now is the time. If you go to nobsletter.com, you get access to what we call the most incredible free gift ever. It's like over $10,000 of money-making material from me and Dan Kennedy you get for free when you subscribe to the No BS Marketing Newsletter, which comes to you every single month in the mail. This is the personal letter from Dan Kennedy and from me talking about the most important thing you can implement in your business. This is like having us hand deliver a seminar to you every single month in the mail. And when you get the No BS Newsletter, you also get for free the behind the scenes newsletter where I show you guys behind the scenes of our marketing campaigns, our funnels with screenshots, images, and stats, everything we're doing. Again, this is the greatest offer of all time. All you got to do is go to nobsletter.com to go get subscribed to the newsletter and go get the most incredible free gift ever. And with that said, you guys, we're going to jump into the podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode.
You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Okay, so today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about behind the scenes of Dan Kennedy's company. Obviously, a lot of you guys know we acquired Magnetic Marketing last year. It's been almost a year now that we've had it. I'm going to show you guys behind the scenes of kind of what, like why we bought this company, what the old business model was as we acquired it, like what we did, how we cleaned it up, how we relaunched it, where we're going with it, and a whole bunch of things along the way. And I hope that you get just a bunch of ideas for your business as I kind of go through these things. So some backstory for those who don't know who Dan Kennedy is. He is, a lot of them consider him like the godfather of marketing. He was one of the first, if not the first people that really was in this industry, not just doing it, but also teaching other people how to do it. He's been big. He was, you know, behind the scenes of writing infomercials for Gunther Rinker and, you know, a bunch of big companies you'd be aware of, but he's been in the trenches forever. And then I think 1996 is when he published the very first version of the No BS Marketing Letter. I don't have a copy of that one here, but I do have a copy of this one from May 2002. So those who are watching the video, you can see it's this newsletter and it's like black and white, 10 pages stapled together. And this was their newsletter. And this is the backbone of Kennedy's company. So he launched in 1996, I believe. It's called the No BS Marketing Letter. And he ran it for a bunch of years. And the company was called Kennedy Inner Circle, KIC. And then eventually Dan was like, I don't want to be running a business. I want to do content, but I don't want to do business anymore. And so one of the people in his mastermind was Bill Glazer. And he actually sold the company to Bill Glazer. And Bill Glazer rebranded it as GKIC. So those who have been around the block for a little while like me, remember it being called GKIC. That was the company. And it stood for Glazer Kennedy Inner Circle. In fact, one funny side note, I joined the mastermind. I was like all in drinking the Kool-Aid. I was in the mastermind for 6 years. And my last year there before Bill had sold the company, they had me speak on stage and I gave 4 presentations. And I joked because I actually spent more time on stage than Dan did at this event. And so my slides, I took the GKIC logo and I rebranded it to say GKBIC. I was like, this is the Glazer Kennedy Brunson Inner Circle meeting. Thanks so much for being here. And I kept calling it that. And I think I made Bill really mad because he went back to the audio video guys, who's actually Blue, who does FHL now, which is funny, and told him to pull my slide down that had the GK. It was GKIC with a little like carrot that had a B in the middle. And he told him to take it down, which I thought was hilarious. But apparently Bill didn't think it was funny. But now like you know, now looking where we are today is kind of funny because I should just rename it GKBIC. Just anyway. So, but I was in that world for 6 years. I was in Bill's masterminds. He was my first big mentor. Bill and Dan, I just learned so much from. Even to this day, people always ask me, where do you learn marketing from? I'm like, I listen to Dan Kennedy almost daily to this day, you know, decade and a half later, because he still brings the best insights. And so back when Bill owned the company, I had a really unique insight. I got to know Bill really well. I had a chance to see behind the scenes what they were doing at a pretty deep level. And if you look at like their entire business ran off of this print newsletter called the No BS newsletter, right? And so Bill's whole thought, in fact, Bill told me, he's like, I'm in the two things business. I'm in the business of getting customers and the business of retaining customers. Like that's all I do. Everything else is an appendage to that, right? Their events, their seminars, their courses, everything was just appendages to the two goals of the business, which is I'm in the business of acquiring customers and the business of keeping customers. Which is actually something, as I'm saying this out loud, I need to go back to our ClickFunnels team and make that more our core priority. But that was the two things. And so he was all about how do I get people and how do I get them to stick? And then when you signed up, so they had the first version that when I got into the Kennedy world, Bill launched an offer that they called the MIFKI. And MIFKI stands for Most Incredible Free Gift Ever. And it was a big package of like $630 of money-making stuff for free when you join the No BS newsletter. So I signed up for it back in the day. I got a kit in the mail and then the newsletter started coming. I get a newsletter every single month and I would read it. And it was like having a conversation with Dan Kennedy, which was, you know, super fun. And eventually I joined the mastermind group. And I remember Bill walking me through the process. He said that, you know, they have funnels. He didn't call them funnels back then. But he's like, we have offers like the MIFKI that acquire new customers. And after we acquire a customer, our goal then is to ascend the customer. And so inside their company, they had different levels. They had a gold level, and then a diamond level, and then like a peak performer level, and then a platinum and a titanium. And there were five or six different levels. And I remember that he said that they had someone on their team that was specifically in charge of marketing to each level. So if you came in before they had like their big email list. So the email list is like unconverted leads, right? And the whole goal of the email list is to get them to sign up for membership, to become a gold member. And then as soon as you became a gold member, you jumped in this bucket. And then the only job of the people marketing to the gold members is to get them to go from gold to diamond, to send them up. And so they had different marketing campaigns, different emails, different teleseminars back in the day, different direct mail campaigns, everything with the only goal is get someone to ascend from gold to diamond. And then as soon as you became a diamond member, you got bumped off of that marketing campaign list onto the diamond list. And the entire goal was to get you from diamond to peak performer. And you got peak performers, peak to platinum, platinum to titanium. Like, and so that's how all their marketing sequences were built out. In fact, you would see it like, when they would launch events, like they launched their super conference and the sales there would come out. It's like tickets are $1,000, but if you're a gold member, it's $800. If you're a diamond member, it's $700. If you're, you know, whatever the thing is. And so, and you could check whatever price you want to pay, but if you checked, I want the diamond level members, then they put you on continuity. Now you were a diamond member. And so it got people to ascend up every time they sold them anything. When you were at their events, like when I would speak as a speaker, they wanted me to have three prices, like price for gold, diamond, and titanium or whatever. And so I had different prices on my package. Because they wanted every single thing was all about sending people from one step to the next. The other big thing I learned from Bill and from Dan is when you went to their events, you'll notice me, I do some funnel hacking live a lot. Like when I would speak at a GKIC event, they never said, this is internet marketing nerd Russell Brunson, come on stage. They'd say, this is titanium member Russell Brunson. Like they always, they labeled me by the level of membership I was. And you notice the people on stage were always a platinum and titanium member. So if you want to be on stage, like I have to be a platinum and titanium member. You probably know Funnel Hacking Live. People always ask me, how do you get on stage? Well, notice how we introduce them. Like this is Two Comma Club member so-and-so who's speaking. This is Inner Circle member so-and-so who's speaking. Like we label them as we introduce them with the level of membership that they're at, which makes people want to ascend up, right? And so just a little strategy I learned from Bill along the way that were so cool. But their entire, like I said, the entire business ran around this No BS newsletter. Now, I remember one of my masterminds was out in, Baltimore where Bill lived. I remember I was sitting at the table and we're in this big U-shaped mastermind table. Someone's up there presenting and I was sitting next to Bill and Bill was kind of being fidgety. And I was like, everything okay? He's like, I'm just waiting for something. I'm like, what? And he's like, I sold GKIC. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, the wire's supposed to hit today. I'm like, how much did you sell it for? He's like, I can't tell you, but I can tell you that as soon as this wire lands, I'll never have to work again. And I was like, what? He's like, don't tell anybody. I'm like, I'm the worst secret keeper ever. You can't tell me to not tell someone. And I'm going to go tell, like, I was just kind of freaking out. But I was so excited. Right. And then he sold the company and then it went downhill fast. The company sold to was a PE firm who, and hopefully they're watching this. Anyway, maybe I shouldn't. Okay. I'm not going to make fun of them. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't understand the business that they bought. And I remember watching them do things. I was like, they don't understand like the heart of this business. Like they were making choices that had nothing to do with like the focus of the business is to getting, you know, to get members and keep members. They were doing all sorts of stuff that had nothing to do with it. And these guys, this PE firm, they ended up going through, I don't know, 6 or 7 different CEOs throughout the time. They ended up burning it to the ground. They offended most of the existing members like me and other people. And it got smaller, smaller, smaller to the point where I don't know all the stats and the details. But at that point, where basically had kind of died on the vine. And about that time, they were going to fire sell it or something. And Adam Witte, who was a GKIC member, he owns Forbes Books. Adam was a friend of Dan's, and basically Dan said, "Hey, Adam, you should buy it." And so Adam bought it, and then Adam owned the company. And just so you guys know the way that the business works, Dan doesn't own any of the company. Ever since Bill bought it 100% of GKC, and then Dan is basically on contract to work for the thing, which is the same relationship I have with Dan. I own the company 100%, and then I have a contract with Dan to write, to speak, to do things like that. And so Adam, when he bought the company, Dan was working with him. And then about a year into it, as you guys know, that's when Dan almost passed away. And so poor Adam has got this new business. He's trying to launch it. The face of it kind of, you know, we all thought he died, and then he came back, and then he wasn't able to work for like a year. Just, and we got a point where it's just the burden became too heavy for Adam as well. And then about a year ago right now, actually, is when I got the message from Adam saying like, "Hey, would you be interested in buying this company?" And obviously I was like, "Yes, that'd be amazing." And so we negotiated the company. I was able to get it pretty inexpensively. I'm not at liberty to talk about the actual details. It was not that expensive. And then we had a contract with Dan. A lot of the payment was financed from the future profit. So I was able to say, "I'm going to pay this." I talked about this a while ago on an episode about acquiring companies. Like when you acquire companies nowadays, let's say you spend, I'm just throwing a number, say it's $20 million. You don't give someone $20 million. You may say, "I'm going to give you $1 million and I'm going to pay you $1 million a year for the next, well, whatever, $2 million a year for the next 5 years," or whatever it is, $100,000 a month, or you figure out something where the business you buy can actually finance back the payment, which is awesome. And that's kind of similar. We paid up front and then the business financed it for the next little bit till it was paid off. And so we had it right for Funnel Hacking Live. And that's when I was signing my contracts with Dan. I was like, "Speak at Funnel Hacking Live." And then he's like, "Do you want to do a promotional to promote it?" I'm like, "No, we're not telling anybody. This is going to be the greatest secret of all time." And so we didn't tell anybody. And then obviously FHL, Dan came on stage, and those who were there, he freaked out, and it was awesome. And for most people, they thought he didn't know he had survived his accidents and stuff. And so a lot of people were just excited to see him. And it was a magical moment. And that was in September of last year. So then from September to December is when we sat back and said, "Okay, we got to figure out this business. Like, what is it doing? What's happened in the last decade since Bill sold it? What's good? What's bad?" And luckily there were a handful of like rock star team members from the original team that were still around. And so we flew them out to Boise and we had a chance to look at everything, look at the numbers, like here's what's working, here's what's not working, here's what's, and just seeing all sorts of things. And so for the most part, what we did is we almost shut off everything. I was like, "Let's just shut down everything and then slowly relaunch things in the sequential order that makes sense." And so for me, the very first thing was like, well, how did Bill launch this company? He created a MIFKI. Let's create a MIFKI offer. And a lot of you guys have seen the MIFKI. If you haven't yet, go to nobsletter.com and go get your copy of the MIFKI. It's the most incredible free gift ever. And basically we give an insane gift. You cover shipping and handling and you get a month worth of the newsletter. And so we created the MIFKI offer. And number two is like, and I wanted to launch the new newsletter in January just because, I don't know, I wanted to start in January so someday I can bind these into 12-month books or whatever. So I was like, January 1st, we're launching the new version of the newsletter. And we got to make a new one. And then we had big debates back and forth because Dan's like, "I want it to be black and white stapled together. Like, that's what it's supposed to be." And in the past, like, I've done newsletters that are like magazines. And he's like, "No." In fact, one of the versions, someone who owned the company at one time turned into a magazine and all the members hated it because it's like, "Oh, I feel like I paid $5 in a newsstand for this versus, you know, $100 for this paper off Dan's fax machine or whatever." And so we kind of made a middle ground where we designed a version that's not a staple together black and white, but it's not a magazine. It's kind of this individual version. And so we created a new newsletter. And then my biggest fear was like, we've got Dan's audience and we have the ClickFunnels audience. I'm like, I know that Dan's audience is going to love Dan. So that's awesome. And I was like, I'm afraid that my audience isn't going to spend enough time to really get to know Dan, to stick with him. Right. Partially because like when I first got into Dan Kennedy world, I didn't understand. It took me a while because a lot of his principles he's teaching are direct response marketing, but he's showing examples of chiropractors and dental care places and salons and stuff like that. It's like, how does this relate? And it takes you a while to like bridge the gap of like, oh my gosh, I can see how these things fit in my business. So I had this fear that all the ClickFunnels community come here, get an OBS newsletter, and they would leave because they wouldn't get it. I was like, if we're going to get people to stick, like, I'd love to have something for both sides. Plus, all the Kennedy people need more internet stuff. So a lot of you guys know, ever since I was in the GKIC world, I've been publishing a print newsletter. In fact, we published one for, man, over a decade, almost a decade and a half. And it's had different variations of the .com secrets letter and then something else and something else. And eventually it was Funnel University, which we shut down about a year ago. So I said, I kind of want to bring back Funnel University, but a little bit different. And I want to show people behind the scenes of the online campaigns that we're running. And so that's what we decided to do, is instead of having one newsletter, have two, which is a big undertaking. Like, now we write two newsletters a month, which is a lot. I mean, each of these is like, you know, 20 to 40 to 50 pages. I mean, it's almost writing like, you know, a 100-page newsletter a month. No, not quite. I say probably 50 or 60-page newsletter every single month. So that's, you know, 600, 800, almost 1,000 pages a year. I guess it's like publishing two books a year on marketing with Dan Kennedy. So it's a lot of work on this side, and it's taken us a couple months to get in the process of it. But now, at the time I'm recording this, we are in July. And so since January, we've been two newsletters a month, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, 7 months of this now. So, and it's finally, we have a process and the thing, and it's been working. And like, people are, anyway, even like the old timers who didn't like the newsletter when we first came out with it, now are like, okay, this is turning out really good. You've done a good job. I'm like, thank you. But it's been really cool. So again, if you don't have the newsletters, like, I spend a couple days every month just focusing on this. This is how much effort we put into this. I have 2 hours a month where I interview Dan to get the content for this. I funnel hack a funnel, and I show behind the scenes the stats, the numbers, and all the details, and I share like unique campaigns and strategy. Like, it's our best stuff delivered every single month to your mailbox. So if you don't have it, like, you need to get it. It's, you'd be insane not to. But this is the business, right? So the first phase of our business is like, how do we grow the newsletter, right? Dan Kennedy or Bill Glazer 101, like, step number one is, how do we get new members? And so the MIFKI obviously launched, and we've been buying ads and creating things. We've had about 6,000 people now who have, I think it's like 6,006 this morning, who have got the MIFKI, which is amazing. Right now, 71% of the people stay through the first month billing, which is insane. Most continuity programs are like half of that. And so we're really proud of the initial thing of keeping members at least through the first billing. We're still working on keeping them longer, but it's been really, really good. The business has already paid, 100% paid itself off, and it's profitable, which is obviously exciting and amazing. And there's a whole bunch of recurring recurring income coming from it. It's $97 a month to be part of the newsletter. I think our newsletter revenue is like, I don't know, close to almost like $350,000-$400,000 a month, I think, is coming from the newsletter revenue, which is great. And so my big goal is obviously is like, keep fueling this. And so the first question, I'm sure some of you guys think, okay, we have this newsletter, you promote it, you've driven ads, like, how do you scale it faster? And that's a question I keep asking myself as well. So one thing is that obviously Dan has written like 40 different books. So now we're coming back and building book funnels. And the goal of the book funnel is to get people into the MIFKI offer. So the first one we're doing is Dan wrote two books. One's called The Ultimate Sales Letter. One's called The Ultimate Business Plan. So we're doing a funnel right now we're working on. It's going to be those two books, basically free plus shipping, get two of Dan's The Ultimate books. And that'll bring you into the funnel, which obviously will eventually lead you to the MIFKI offer. And this is another exciting thing. So Dan and I are working on a book together, and I think I'm like 90% sure the title of the book is going to be called The Ultimate Sales Funnel. What? So it's going to be like it'll be a trilogy of The Ultimate Sales Letter, Ultimate Business Model, and then The Ultimate Sales Funnel, which is going to be so exciting. So we're working on that right now. But anyway, that's the book funnel we're launching, and we have other front-end funnels we're launching to get people into this. And so that's all about getting new customers. Then the next phase of the business, this is where we're literally at right now. So I don't have stats or details for you yet, but I can tell you the strategy, what we're doing and why. And then hopefully this will be going live by the time, you know, honestly, the next week or so. So everything with the MIFKI so far has been, the focus point is to get people to become gold members, right? Get them into the newsletter. We've spent 7 or 8 months now like perfecting this process, making it good and getting, you know, all the conversions well, but also like the content, right? That people like it, they're sticking, they're enjoying it. It's giving them the right stuff. It's sustainable on our side to continue to produce this much, all that kind of stuff. And so now that's all in place, now the next step is, okay, what's the next level? So there is already inside of Kennedy's world, there's the gold level, which is the newsletter, and then there's a diamond level. And don't ask me why you went from metals to rocks. I'm still so confused, and I want to change it from so bad, but there's so much marketing out there with, anyway, so we're going gold to diamonds to, who knows? Anyway, so second tier is that. We cut out basically all the other tiers they had in the past. We basically shut them down, moonlighted them, just because I wanted to be able to focus and slowly open things that make logical sense to do. So Diamond right now, I think Diamond had like 300 members in it from, that have been legacy members, been there for a long time, which is amazing. And now I want to get that point where there's 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 members. Diamond is $300 a month. And so the next thing is like, okay, how do we, like, what's the process to ascend somebody from gold into diamond? And so we wanted to basically create a new MIFKI. Now, we're not calling this the MIFKI, but it is like, what's an offer we can create that's so good, that's so powerful, they can only get if they ascend to become a diamond member. And so when we bought Dan's company, I got a hard drive with everything he's created in the last 40 years, which is like a gold mine going through. And as I was going through everything, I found this one folder. It was called Diamond Faxes. And I knew there's a diamond level member. So what are the diamond faxes? I opened up, I started reading them, and these were faxes. And I talked to Molly, who has been with the company forever. I said, Molly, what are these diamond faxes? And she said, well, from 2012 to 2019, if you know Dan Kennedy, he doesn't have an email. He just faxes things to people. So he would send a personal, he would fax all of his diamond members a fax of like his thoughts of the week, like the best marketing strategies, the best personal development, the best, whatever he was excited about that week, he'd write a one-page fax and he'd fax it to all the diamond members for 7 years. And so I started reading these, and they were like, they are so good. I've read two or three of them on the podcast in the past, but like they're insane. Like some of these things are like, I would have paid $1,000 for Dan to tell me this, right? And it's here in a fax. And there's 7 years, like 360 of them. And the only people I've ever seen these are the people that were on Diamond during that little window of time who actually had a fax machine. So most of the world's never seen this stuff, and it is insanely good. And so I'm a book nerd, so I was like, I want these in a book. And so we published them together in this book. And then right now this book is 446 pages long, with I think 360 something faxes from Dan Kennedy directly to his diamond members. So because it was just for diamond members, I was like, this is the hook. This is the MIFKI. So the offer, in fact, you can see this if you go to diamondupgrade.com, you get a free copy of this book when you upgrade to diamond, right? There's the hook. There's the thing to get people in, right? This is the sexy thing. So hopefully for those who are trying to take things for themselves, like, if you're trying to get someone to ascend your next level or to stick or whatever, like, what is the sexy thing that they want so bad? Like, diamond members want this. I'm hoping you want this. I wanted this. Like, it is one of my favorite books that we've ever – it's amazing. So you create an amazing offer, and they come in. So that will get some people to ascend up, right? But then you need Bill Glaser, right? I mean, the getting members and keeping members business. So we get them in. This is a big hook that will get people to ascend up. And they may ascend up because they want the book and then descend back down or cancel whatever, which is fine. But I want to keep people. So it's like, how do we make this offer? Like, how do we make these people stick forever? So the next question is like, well, what do diamond members get? Right? Now, each month, Dan does a masterclass that are just for diamond members. So these are like full video production where you can sit down and listen to Dan, which are amazing. Another cool thing we had inherited was they created Dan Kennedy's search engine, which basically goes back to all the newsletters back to like 1996 and put them in the search engine where you could go and type in Disney and it shows all of the times that Dan's ever written about Disney. You can go find those. You can type in Russell Brunson. You see all the times that he ever mentioned me. You can type in whatever. And so we create the search engine. We plug that in, which is really good as well, right? So the search engine, they sell for $2,000. You get as a diamond member. You get the book as a diamond member. I was like, I want people to stick though. I never want them to leave. Like, what do we have that's sticky? You know, one of the most powerful things about ClickFunnels is that people, they stick for a long time, right? So I'm like, how do I get these people to stick? And one thing that Bill used to always tell me is like, stick is about creating pain and disconnect. If they disconnect, you know, like, so it's hard for them to quit ClickFunnels because if you quit, like, you lose your funnels, right? Like, so there's a big pain of disconnect. We keep people around. Where traditionally with info product membership sites and stuff, there's no pain of disconnect. Like, you cancel, you cancel, right? And so for Diamond, I'm like, how do we create a pain of disconnect? And then we had this idea. And when I used to go to Kennedy's events back in the day, they would like sell all their different courses. But then if you go back there, they had all the courses like on this big, huge thing. And they had one product called the Whole Enchilada, which is basically like 25 or 30 grand. And he would just ship you one of everything. And it was so cool. It's called Whole Enchilada. So I was like, what if we gave people who came Diamond a Whole Enchilada? I mean, the problem is then you log in and you're like, here's every course Dan's ever had, which is kind of cool. But I was like, what would be more powerful and to get people to stick is like, what if we create this Whole Enchilada, but they have access to everything, but they get to pick like one or two courses a month, right? And it's every course Dan's ever created in the last 40 years. They're all in there. And each month you log in, you get two tokens or two credits or whatever it is, where you can go and unlock a course, right? So you're like, oh, I want speaking from stage. You click a button, it unlocks it. Now you have access to it. And then you have it for forever. But if you ever cancel, you lose access to all the ones you've unlocked, right? And each month you unlock more and more. Similar how Audible does it, right? And other companies. And so we're building that infrastructure in the members area right now. It should be done before this officially goes live here soon. But it's a goal. Again, here's the offer to get people to send up. And then how do we get them to stick? We make it where there's pain of disconnect. We unlock things and give them things. But then if they leave, they lose these things, right? You could go re-sign up, but then you got to go and each month earn your courses back till you have all the different courses. And so just some things we're doing strategically. And again, we haven't launched Diamond yet. I don't know what the conversions or numbers or anything are going to be, but that's the things we're doing because we know that's the next tier to really get people in here. Other things I want to kind of mention, just again, visualizing like where I'm going in the future. So we've got the gold level, we got the diamond level. I do know there's going to be a third level, which is going to be our high ticket level. I don't know what that is yet. Some of you guys, if you've been watching ClickFunnels, you know we recently launched our certification program, which sold really, really well. Part of me is thinking about launching like a marketing consulting certification program that goes based off Dan's teachings. I'm not sure about that. We're also working, well, there's other potential partnerships that potentially be going into gold and the diamond where it's more than just Dan, other amazing people, but I'm not sure yet. And we're still trying to figure those pieces out. But if you look at, again, I'm always looking at like, what are the different funnels, different businesses and different industries that are working well? One of the ones that I've been watching really, really closely, in fact, she's speaking at Funnel Hacking Live, is Brooke Castillo. And if you look at Brooke, she has a $300 a month membership site, which is very similar to Diamond Level. And then she's got a $21,000 certification program. And she has one of the most successful info product businesses in the world. So I'm looking at that like, man, how do we create something similar? We have the $300 a month level, but then you have this higher end certification that's amazing. So I've been talking to Dan about that. We may or may not do that. I haven't decided yet, but that's something that after we've executed on correctly, the diamond level, we have, you know, this is gold's growing and diamond's growing and people are sticking at both sides. That'd be the next thing for us to tackle is that, which would be cool.
As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You have direct access to and the ability to build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 180 million senior level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools, but specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. You'll work with partners who respect the B2B world that you operate in. 79% of B2B content marketers said that LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Here at ClickFunnels, we also use LinkedIn ads to get more of our high-end dream customers we can't target anywhere else online. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. All you got to do is go to linkedin.com/clicks. C-L-I-C-K-S to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/clicks. Terms and conditions may apply. You've already done the hard part. You started your business, taken the leaps to believe in yourself and your vision. But if you want to make more money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode in a great new podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You learn how to identify your target audience and where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most out of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This is Small Business is an original podcast from Amazon and answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your own business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, This is Small Business has practical tips that you can use today. And this show covers all sorts of small business topics. Coming up this month, you'll have a chance to learn how to grow your email list from one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Kutcher. And you're also going to get step-by-step guidance for accelerating your business growth with Amy Porterfield, another one of my favorites. So make sure you go and follow the This Is Small Business podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss out on those fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
And then the other thing, like the reason why people always ask me, like, why'd you buy that company? Why'd you buy it? And there are a couple reasons, right? There's a reason, like, I want to work with Dan Kennedy. Number two, I want to extend his legacy. Like, he's had such an impact on me. I want to do it. Number three, like, I love this game. Like, building funnels for these things is so much fun. Finding, like, diamonds in the rough, like Dan Kennedy's faxes is, like, it's greater than, it's like treasure hunting. Like, it's so much fun. So I'm enjoying that part of it. But when all said and done, like, the reason why we're building this company is because, man, probably 3 years ago, I had the thought, like, we need to create more non-Russell-based front ends. Like, if I'm the front end of everything in ClickFunnels, then if I get hit by a bus, what happens to ClickFunnels? Or someday we want to sell ClickFunnels. Boom, the book fell. Factsbook fell. If we want to sell ClickFunnels, what happens, right? Like, there's all these things. I don't know the answer, but I just know that if I'm the front end of everything ClickFunnels, it's going to be hard. So I was like, I need to create more non-Russell-based front ends. And so when we look at Dan Kennedy, he's got 40 books he's written. He's got newsletters. He's got courses. He's got books. He's got all these amazing things. I think these are a whole bunch of non-Russell-based front ends I can use to get people who are marketers, who are entrepreneurs into a conversation where now I can expose them to ClickFunnels and then my books and other things like that. And so really, as much fun and as profitable as this business is in and of itself without anything else, its core goal, its core purpose for existing and being is to find people and either turn them into entrepreneurs or find entrepreneurs, bring them in, train them on good marketing principles, and then from there, send them into ClickFunnels. And that's really the end all be all, right? Like, as much fun as I'm having this company, if it wasn't for that purpose, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, some of the virtual real estate properties like Zoom and Juice and Avon brought there, they're not front ends for ClickFunnels necessarily. Those are more to feed Russell's ADD and have some fun and just to keep me sharp in the game. All those are going to be businesses that eventually get sold off, right? Something like this, again, the Marketing Secrets Russell brand, the Magnetic Marketing Dan Kennedy brand, these are things that I want to keep for forever, like because I'm so passionate about these as businesses, as front ends and things like that. So I think those are the core things I want to talk about right now inside of the Dan Kennedy business. So that's some of the reasons why we did it, how we're doing it, where it came from, where it's going, what we're doing. And hopefully from that, you got insights of how you can use some of these principles in your business, how to get people to sign up for your newsletters or your membership sites or whatever. How do you get them to stick? How do you get them to ascend? And then after that, like, where do you take people? What's the process? I hope this gives you some ideas for that. So that's the thing. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please share it with other people. Share it with people on your team. Share it with a spouse. Share it with in your favorite marketing group on Facebook, or text it out to your text list or whatever. Let people know about it if you're enjoying it. That's how we get the word out. I will keep sharing behind the scenes of all these fun things if you guys do that. If you want to see actual physical behind the scenes screenshots of everything, make sure you get subscribed to the newsletter, because twice or once a month you get the behind the scenes newsletter where I'm showing screenshots of page, every single page. I think month two I showed the MIFKI and I went through detail stats. Here's page one, page two, what it converted at, like what the conversion numbers like. I'm showing you guys all like behind the scenes of all this kind of stuff. It's all in the behind the scenes newsletter. You get that for free when you join the No BS newsletter. So if you go to nobsnewsletter.com or nobsletter.com, sorry, nobsletter.com, you can subscribe there. And then the last thing, if you have any questions about this episode, about Dan Kennedy, about the newsletter, about this business, please go to marketingsecrets.com. And there's a spot there where you can go and you can leave me a personal message. When I do the next update on the Dan Kennedy business, I will listen to the ones you guys posted about that and I can answer your question live. Or if you have another marketing question, go to marketingsecrets.com and let me know. On top of that, if you want to watch the video version of this podcast and get the show notes, transcripts, all that kind of stuff, they're also at marketingsecrets.com. Just look for the Dan Kennedy No BS episode number one, and you'll find all that stuff there as well. So with that said, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Marketing Secrets Show.